The question 56. The correct and false tawassul. We would like to know what is the correct tawassul. Tawassul meaning seeking nearness to Allah. We would like to know what is the correct tawassul and what is the false tawassul. The answer. At-tawassul is the infinitive of tawassala. Yatawassal meaning to take a means that will make the person reach his intended goal. So, its original meaning is seeking to attain the intended objective. This is the linguistic meaning. Seeking, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh. Seeking to attain the intended objective. And it is divided into two types. Correct, and this is the tawassul through the correct means leading to the intended goal. The incorrect one, and this is the tawassul by a way that does not lead to the intended objective. With regard to the first type, and which is the tawassul by the means that lead to the intended objective, then it is itself of several types, including number one, tawassul seeking a means of nearness to Allah by means of His attributes, regardless whether it is done in the general or specific sense. An example on this general way is the statements mentioned in the hadith reported by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu concerning the invocation said to relief from distress and grief. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أصاب أحدا قط هم ولا حزن فقال اللهم إني عبدك وابن عبدك وابن أمتك ناصيتي بيدك ماض في حكمك عدل في قضاءك أسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي. O Allah, I am your slave, son of your male slave and female slave. My forelock is in your hand. Your judgment concerning me is continuously executed. Your decree over me is just. I ask you by every name which is yours, with which you named yourself, taught to anyone from your creation, or sent down in your book, or which you kept to yourself in the knowledge of the hidden with you, that you make the Quran the nourisher, the life of my heart, the light of my chest, the removal of my sadness and my anxiety. This hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad, and the wording is his, and Al-Hakim and others as well, and its isnad, its chain of narration is sahih, as declared by Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah. With regard to this specific, this case that you heard now is tawassul by means of Allah's names in the general sense, as in his saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you by every name which is yours, with which you named yourself. With regard to the specific aspect, then it is to make tawassul by means of one particular name for a specific request befitting this name. I repeat, with regard to the specific aspect of tawassul, then it is to make tawassul by means of one particular name for a specific request befitting this name, like what was reported in the hadith of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform him of a supplication that he may use in his prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kabira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant faghfir li maghfiratan min indika warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. In the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, when the Prophet ﷺ taught Abu Bakr the dua was as follows. Say, O Allah, I have done great injustice to myself, and none can forgive sin except you. So forgive me a forgiveness from you, and be merciful to me as you are. Look at the name that is used in the dua now, very specific, linking it to the request. As you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. So he sought forgiveness and mercy and made tawassul to Allah the Most High by means of two of Allah's names befitting what is being requested. So he said, you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. This type of tawassul falls under the saying of the Most High Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And all the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on Him by them. Supplication here comprises two types. Supplication when a request is made, and this is known as dua ul mas'ala. So supplication is of two types. Supplication when a request is made, and this is called dua ul mas'ala. And invocation through worship. And the second type is invocation through worship, which is called in Arabic dua ul ibadah. Ibadah is worship, and dua is the invocation. So there are two types of supplications. Supplication of request, when the request is being made, this is called dua ul mas'ala. And the second type is invocation through worship, which is called dua ul ibadah. With regards to the tawassul to Allah by means of His attributes, then it is like the tawassul by means of His names, in the sense that it could be general, it could be general and specific. As to the general way, then it is like you saying, O Allah, I ask you by your beautiful names and most supreme attributes. Then you mention your request. And with respect to the specific way, then it is to perform tawassul to Allah by means of a particular attribute that is specifically related to a particular request, like that which was mentioned in the hadith earlier. And also, like which is mentioned in the following hadith, Allahumma bi'ilmika al-ghayb wa qudratika ala al-khalq ahyini ma 'alimta al-hayata khayran li wa tawaffani ma 'alimta al-wafata khayran li. O Allah, by your knowledge of the hidden and the unseen and your power over the creation, grant me life for as long as you know that life is good for me, and grant me death when death is good for me. This hadith is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. Here tawassul to Allah, seeking meaningless to Him, is by means of the attribute of al-ilm, knowledge, and al-qudra, power, by your knowledge of the hidden and the unseen, and your power over the creation. So this comprises the one type of tawassul. All of that you hear now, this is one type of tawassul, which is tawassul by means of the names and attributes of Allah. The second type, a person seeks means of nearness to Allah by means of his belief in Allah and His Messenger. So he says, for example, O Allah, alaykum as-salam, O Allah, I have believed in you and in your messenger, so forgive me, or grant me success and restitute. Or that he may say, O Allah, by my faith in you and in your messenger, I ask you such and such. And from this is the saying of Allah, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alteration of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Those who remember Allah always, and in prayers, standing, sitting, and lying down, until Allah says, our Rabb, our Lord, verily we have heard the call of one, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling to faith, saying, believe in your Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins. Look at this. After they declared that they believe in Allah and His Messenger, they requested, O our Lord, forgive us our sins and expiate from us our evil deeds and make us die in the state of righteousness along with the Abrar, along with the pious and righteous believers. So they sought nearness to Allah by their iman, by their faith in Him, and He forgive them their sins, expiate from them their evil deeds, and make them die along with the righteous and pious. So this is the second time. The third time is to make tawassul to Allah by means of righteous deeds. And from this is the story of the three people who entered into a cave to sleep in it. They were trapped in the cave when a boulder rolled down from the mountain and blocked the entrance of the cave, and they could not remove it away. So each one of them sought a means of nearness, tawassul, to Allah by means of a righteous deed that he had done in his life. So the first one of them used his kindness to his parents, as tawassul. And the second used as tawassul his perfect abstention from fornicating with his uncle's daughter. As to the third one, he used at-tawassul for his preserving the right of his employee. Each one of them said, O Allah, if I did that seeking your face, then release us from our situation. So the rock moved, and this is tawassul to Allah by means of a righteous deed. The fourth type of tawassul is to use as tawassul the conditions of a person, meaning that the supplicant seeks a means of nearness to Allah by mentioning his circumstances and his state of need. And from this is the saying of Musa, the saying of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. O my Lord, I am in need of whatever good that you bestow on me. In doing so, he is using tawassul to Allah by mentioning his condition, asking Allah to bestow whatever good on him. A related case is in the saying of Zakaria in Surah Maryam, Rabbi inni wahana al-azmu minni washta'ala al-ra'su shayba. My Lord, my bones have grown feeble and gray hair has spread on my head. So these are some of the types of tawassul, and all of them are allowed. Since they are good means to use as tawassul to attain what is being intended. Now, a fifth kind of tawassul came in response to the following question: are there any other types of tawassul in addition to the four that you have mentioned? The answer, yes. There is an additional type, and it is the seeking of nearness to Allah by means of the supplication of a righteous man, and whom it is hoped that his invocation will be answered. Because the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to invoke Allah for them, generally and specifically. Indeed, it is reported in As-Sahihain in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the transmission of Anas bin Malik, that a man entered the mosque on the day of Friday, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving the sermon, and this man said, O Messenger of Allah, the livestock are dying and the roads are cut off, so supplicate to Allah for us that he should give us rain. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised up his hands and supplicated and said, O Allah, bless us with rain, three times. And he did not descend from the minbar, from the pulpit, until the rain was dripping from his beard, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The rain continued for a whole week, and on the next day of Friday, the same man or someone else came while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was standing giving the khutbah, giving the sermon, and said, buildings are being destroyed and livestock are being drowned, so supplicate to Allah to withhold it from us. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam raised his hands and said, O Allah, around us and not upon us. So he didn't point with his hand in any direction except that the clouds cleared away and we went out walking in sunshine. This is reported in Bukhari and Muslim. And there are several incidences on which the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to supplicate to Allah specifically for them. And from this is the case when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the 70,000 of his ummah who shall enter paradise without reckoning nor punishment, and that they are those who don't treat themselves with ruqya. Ruqya, which is the recitation of Quranic texts on an ill or charmed person as a treatment from disease. Nor do they believe in good or bad omen, nor do they get themselves branded, meaning cauterized, but they put their trust in Allah. Thereupon Ukasha bin Muhsin stood up, one of the companions, stood up when he heard the Prophet ﷺ saying this, and said, O Messenger of Allah, supplicate to Allah to make me from amongst them. So he ﷺ said, you are one of them. And this is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. And this is also from the kind of permissible tawassul, that a person asks someone to supplicate to Allah for him, if it is hoped for that this person's supplication will be answered. However, it should be that the person requesting someone to supplicate Allah for him intends to benefit himself and his brother, the one from whom he asked the supplication, so that the request is not solely for his own interest. Since if you want to benefit your friend as well as yourself, then this will end up as something good for him. And this is because when a man supplicates to Allah for his brother in his absence, the angels or the angels say, Ameen, and for you the same. Ameen, and for you the same. Similarly, when someone supplicates Allah for his brother, then he is from those who do good by virtue of this supplication, and Allah loves those who do good. Now, the incorrect and futile tawassul and its types. Question: having known the correct tawassul and its types, then it is inevitable for us to know the incorrect tawassul and its types. The answer: the incorrect and futile tawassul is to use an unprescribed way, something which is not affirmed as a legal way by Sharia, as a means of nearness to Allah the Most High. Since tawassul in this manner is from nonsense and falsehood that contradicts the intellectual and textual proofs. And from this is that a person uses the supplication of a deceased man as tawassul to Allah. He asks this deceased person to supplicate to Allah for him. Then this is not a correct and prescribed means. Rather, it is foolishness on the part of the one who asks this deceased man to supplicate to Allah for him. Since once he dies, the actions of the deceased cease to exist, and it is impossible for him to supplicate to Allah for anyone. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not possible that he supplicates to Allah for anyone after his death. For this reason, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not use as tawassul to Allah by asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to invoke Allah for them after his death. In fact, when the people suffered a drought at the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, quote, O Allah, we used to ask your Prophet to supplicate on our behalf to you, and you would bless us with rain. And now we ask the uncle of our Prophet, meaning Al-Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, to supplicate to you on our behalf, so bless us with rain. So Al-Abbas stood up and supplicated to Allah. Now, had the matter of asking the deceased supplication to Allah been a permissible and correct way, then Umar and those with him from the companions would have asked that from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, since the response to his supplication is more likely to take place than that of Al-Abbas. What's important, therefore, is that tawassul to Allah by means of asking supplication from the deceased is false and impermissible. And from the incorrect type of tawassul is to seek nearness to Allah by means of the status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying, O Allah, I ask you by the rank of your Prophet to grant me such and such. This is since the status of the Prophet ﷺ is not something of benefit to you. It is only beneficial to the Prophet ﷺ. But as regard to you, then it is of no benefit to you that you use as tawassul to Allah the Most High. And as we have mentioned, tawassul is seeking the correct means that is fruitful. So what is of benefit to you in that the Prophet ﷺ has an honorable status with Allah? And if you want to make correct tawassul to Allah, then say, O Allah, I ask you by my faith in your Prophet, or by my love of your Prophet, or the like. Then this is from the correct and beneficial means.